one of the most famous battles of the American Revolution, and it all began with the crossing of an icy river at Christmas. Remember, you can catch the entire series at AmericanCountryside.com as well. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. As the year of 1776 came to a close, the new nation formed on July 4th was struggling to win its first battle.
They had fought battles up in New York. They had lost them all. New York City had fallen. He's in retreat now in New Jersey for 3 weeks in November of 1776, with Cornwallis chasing him.
Walter Broz at Washington Crossing Historical Park says General Washington led his men from New Jersey into Pennsylvania on December 7th and 8th, attempting to use the Delaware River as a barrier between his pursuer. 3 weeks later, he was ready to go on the offensive. A Christmas Day attack may have been a surprise, but the British were wise to it.
Colonel Rahl is in Trenton with 1,500 Hessians. They have been on duty day and night, pretty much the month of December. They're being harassed down there. Rahl does get communication from General Grant, a British general, in Brunswick, that he's going to be attacked on the 25th of December.
The Hessians and their British commander found the attack they expected.
There is a fluke attack that did occur prior to Washington's army getting to Trenton. Rahl sent out the military and artillery. They ran this group. He thought that was the attack.
But the real attack was yet to come. Washington still had to move hundreds of men across the icy Delaware, though. We'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside at Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McRae.